You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, praise the Lord and good morning. This is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God. And we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard. That's in Melbourne, Florida.
Amen.
Our telephone number is 321-255-6999. And remember, if you do not have a church home, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. That's Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, we need your help today. Glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, Jesus.
You're the only one that can bring forth whatever is needed for those that have tuned into the broadcast.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, I just pray today that your power, your anointing, and everything will search our hearts, Lord, and reveal unto us the words in which you want to be displayed, spoken through the airways, into the hearts of those that tune into the broadcast.
Amen.
Well, before we get into the broadcast, I just want to pray and ask the Lord's blessing and his strength and might and everything that we need, because we cannot do this on our own. We
Amen.
Need the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To guide and lead us. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, you know my heart. You know each person that's on this panel heart, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We ask that you will search the hearts. Reveal unto us, Lord, what you want to be said today.
Amen.
You've said in your word that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Help us today, Lord. You said, Lord, that preparedness, everything belongs to you.
Yes.
And the words that whatever it is, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will bring to us, we make preparation and articulate this word out to those that would believe.
Amen.
We thank you so much for everything, because without you, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, that we will abide in you and let your words abide in us. And that we ask anything, it'll be done for us.
Yes.
So we thank you this very moment in the precious name of Jesus. I bind the hands of the enemy.
Yes.
The prince of the power of the air.
Yes.
I break your powers right now. These
the
words will go
Jesus
forth
Christ.
Into the hearts of the people that believe and trust in you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I strongly believe today that through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I don't know, but God knows all things.
Yes.
And he's the revealer. He's the one that searches the hearts of everyone. This word that we're about to speak upon and bring forth to those that have tuned in, it's a wonderful subject, and it's not about who I am or who's on this panel, but it's
Amen.
About the Word of God. The instructions that are given is that whatever we've read, whatever the Holy Spirit has given to us, we are to release those words into the atmosphere, into the hearts of those that open up their hearts to receive. So we just thank God today for this. And we're going to start out with a subject here which is most important. Every one of us should be able to stand on God's promises and the Word of God. So first of all, we want to look at the subject of acting on the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not through memorization. It's not through quoting scripture. It's what we read that we will act on it and give God the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Because the time that we quote scripture and not acting on it, I strongly believe that that is sin.
Yes, Lord, it is.
We are to speak God's word and believe God's word and allow that word to become a reality in our lives.
Amen.
So, first of all, we want to look at, glory to God, hallelujah. We want to look at acting on God's word. We want to take a quick glance, or perhaps a good look, at first of all, in Luke 10 and verse 19. We're talking about acting on the word of God. When I say acting on the word of God, I'm speaking in terms of what God's word says is what we are to believe it and to do it. And I'm going to ask Minister Gloria that she would find another portion of scripture here while we're talking about Luke 10 and verse 19 in James 1 and verse 22. Mm-hmm. But meantime, we want to speak about this acting on the word of God. We ought to act on God's word. So, evangelists, this is a very, very important time here where we are hearing a lot of things. People are quoting a lot of scripture and don't believe it. There's memorization to appease the populace, but are forgetting about what the word actually mean and standing on it. And this is why this word has to be acted upon. That's all of us, no matter who we are.
Amen.
Or where we are.
Amen, Pastor.
We are to act on the word of God, to do what the word says. And this is what we're talking about, because I know the energy of the flesh cannot empower you to try to do anything without the help of the Holy Spirit.
That is
but
correct.
What I'm saying, yes, is that we are to do what God's word says, and the Holy Spirit will help us to do it. So we want to look at Luke 10 and verse 19, and I want to tell everybody out there in radio land that when we act upon this word with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do exactly what God says that we
Amen.
Can do.
Amen.
That
is a fact, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. So in Luke 10 and verse 19, we know the story about what took place here, that the 70 came back and they were rejoicing.
Yes.
So to act on this word is to get the results that God wants us to have.
Amen.
As a child of God.
Yes.
As a child of God. So in Luke 10 and verse 19, the word clearly tells us through Jesus, and he's using a phrase here that is so common, which we believe that that the usage of this word power has been looked upon in a different light, which he is really talking about authority.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, behold, he told the 70 of the disciples when they came back and began to talk about the scriptures subject unto the name of Jesus. So he told them, behold, he said, look, I give
yes,
unto you mm-hmm. authority. The word there is power, which should be translated into Greek as exousia.
Yes.
So he said, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When we act on this word, evangelist, when we act on the word of God, there is no demonic force or influence that can stop us from carrying out the mandate that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us as a child of God.
Pastor, you ain't told men but the truth. Which, while you was talking, Pastor, the scripture that came to my mind, faith without works is dead, Pastor. everything Jesus told us to do. Behold, I give. That's, Pastor, Jesus gave that out to let you know he wasn't playing. He gave us power. He gave us power. And, Pastor, the 70 that went out, they only exercised what Jesus told them to do, and they got results.
Yes. That's the authority that he's given them. And it's amazing how the enemy is mentioned, his cohorts are mentioned in that verse of scripture there.
Yes.
Because all spirits are subject unto the name of Jesus. We know that.
Yes.
What happened is that they were surprised when they returned. It was rejoicing and saying, Master, even the spirits are subject unto your name. Well, we know that the name of Jesus is all powerful. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's why in Philippians 2, and we know this, in Philippians 2, hold your hands there to Luke 10:19. But in Philippians 2, it talks about, and verse 9, it says that God has highly exalted him.
Yes.
Exalted him, the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and have given him a name.
Yes.
Which is above every name.
That's what the word says, Pastor.
That at the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
every knee shall bow.
Every knee.
And every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
All right. The name has been given. Power backs that name.
Yes.
The authority in heaven stands behind that name. God the Father, Jehovah, has given that name to him. It's not an earthly name. This name is from glory.
Yes,
and what happened is that everybody's going to bow. Their folks are going to bow willingly and unwillingly.
Yes, Pastor.
I thank God that the opportunity has been afforded unto me that I am able to bow down willingly.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen.
Willingly. Amen.
To get on my knees and realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, he is.
So I thank God that there's no force that will make me bow down. I willingly accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
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 Because the Father gave that name. Hallelujah. And this is why every knee's going to bow. Now, there will be folks in the future that will be forced to bow down.
Yes, they will, Pastor.
They're going to have to give that glory to God the Father. Amen. They're going to have to do it. And that's at the great white throne judgment.
Yes, yes.
They will bow. God's going to get that glory regardless of how they feel or what they think. So the name that's been given, evangelist, all power is in that name.
Jesus, Pastor.
All power is in that name.
Jesus.
And when we act on the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And that's what's happening. We're acting on the name of Jesus because none of us have seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, Pastor. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. God wants you to believe by faith, Pastor. Mm-hmm. What we're talking is faith, Pastor. And everything we do is by faith, Pastor. And God wants you to believe before you see. And when you believe, Pastor, God's going to reveal himself in your heart and my heart, Pastor, that he is who he say he is.
Now, that name is so striking because that name is above every name, he said.
Every name,
yeah, he is. Highly exalted him.
Jesus, Pastor.
And given him a name that's above every name. So the name came from glory, dominated the earth realm.
Yes.
Because it's above every name in the earth realm here, the name of Jesus. And this is why the disciples in Luke 10 and verse 19, they're rejoicing because they're saying, well, the master, even the spirits are, they didn't say a subject unto them because they went out preaching and so forth. They said unto his name.
They couldn't use their name, Pastor. The demons would have laughed at him, Pastor. But they didn't laugh when they used Jesus, Pastor. They tremble. The demons tremble at that name, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, they do.
That name is all powerful.
They know who Jesus is, Pastor. The devil knows who he is. They can't say they don't know him. They know him, Pastor. He was there with his father.
So when we act on the name of Jesus, we get the results that the Lord Jesus Christ says.
Yes, yes.
That we will receive.
Yes, Pastor.
Praise God. So acting on the name of Jesus Christ gives us the benefits of everything that God wants us to have. You've never heard anyone pray in the name of Allah to get the blessings of God.
Amen.
You never heard anyone pray in the name of Hare Hare Krishna, the Indian God. You've never heard anyone preach on that to get the results that God wants you to have. The name that's been given was given by God the Father.
God the Father.
Amen.
To his son.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. God the Father. You never heard anyone praying in the name of Mustafa Muhammad. You never heard Socrates, Plato, no, Buddha. No, you heard folks pray that's born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. They're getting the results through the name of Jesus. And those 70
came back with joy, Pastor.
Came back rejoicing. Mm-hmm. Came back rejoicing. Praise God.
They saw what that name could do, Pastor. And their faith was built up because of what they saw, Pastor, in the name of Jesus.
Well, the miracle working God has given this name unto our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the name that we need.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's the name that subdues everything in this earth realm if we believe it and trust in it. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus said, behold. He said, in other words, look. That word behold means, well, look. Mm-hmm. He said, I give unto you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy.
All power, Pastor.
Amen. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Are we able to invoke the word of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Put the name on the situation. Praise God. And get the results that God wants you to have as a child of God. And even if you are not a child of God,
you call upon that name.
You can't call on that name in whom you have not heard.
That's right. How shall you hear without a preacher?
You see? So the whole thing is that in Acts, the fourth chapter,
mm-hmm.
glory to God, that's why this name is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
And you out there in Radio Land right now, listen, you can call on that name. The name of Jesus, you can use the name. You can call on that name and say, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you can call him Lord if you have not been born again. But the most important thing is that God honors the name. He honors the name. There are people today that are out there that are not born again, and they stomp their feet or they trip over and they call on that name. But they call on that name in doubt and unbelief because they really don't understand the substance of that name and how it was given that operates in this earth realm. So let me just correct myself here. There's only one name that you can be saved from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Only
or
one.
By, praise God. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's how powerful it is because that name came into this earth realm here. Mm-hmm. You know, Mary and Joseph didn't name him.
No.
They didn't.
That name came from glory.
It was named before they even had him, Pastor.
Isn't that something? That name came from glory.
Amen.
Jehovah gave that name unto our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in Acts 4 and verse 12, Minister Glory, you want to read it?
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Now, Evangelist, we are here in earth.
Mm-hmm.
We are under heaven.
Yes.
So the name that will bring forth salvation to everyone that will believe and trust in is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Only Jesus, Pastor. You can't come in no other way, Pastor. You got to come through that name.
So can we act on that name as a child of God and say, listen, I pray for you in the name of Jesus?
Yes, Pastor, because he gave us power. Like you just said, Luke, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse, behold, Jesus Christ give you power. So, Pastor, all you got to do is believe, and God will work it out, Pastor. Amen. He's the one that's doing the work anyways, not us, Pastor. It's Christ in us.
Amen.
Well, the Bible tells us that, I think it goes a little more than just believing, because the scripture tells us that demons believe and they tremble.
Oh, yeah, they do, Pastor.
Yes?
They do. Demons do believe and tremble because they know that name, Pastor.
So the power has to be invoked through that name with corresponding action.
Okay,
to it.
Pastor.
And that's
invoked.
Faith. And that's faith.
That's correct.
That's faith.
Now faith is.
You know, I tell you, I remember reading there in Acts, I think it's in the third chapter there, 16th verse, where that man that was at the gate called Beautiful there, that he was lame.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that the people tried to give Peter and John the credit. He said, don't look on us as if we've done some mighty thing there. I think it's in the third chapter, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Acts 3 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the name of Jesus, but most of all, we're talking about acting on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Aren't you tired out there in radio land for
getting beat up?
Trying to use some other method to try to get the results of God? God will bless us if we use the name.
Amen.
If we use the name.
If we use that name. How many times have we been in trouble, Pastor? I'm talking about the saints now.
Oh,
and
well,
your back is against the wall. You can't go back no further, Pastor. He just told you to stand. And guess what? Call on me in the day of trouble. Call on who, Pastor? Jesus. And he'll deliver you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So this very man that was at that gate called Beautiful there, now in the 16th verse there, the word of God tells us that that his name, through faith in his name.
You have to have faith,
so you have
in,
to have faith
name.
In that name.
Yes, Pastor.
Because that name is above every name.
Every name, Pastor.
Above every name. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. That's the impotent man. So that man, but wait a minute. How a man sitting at a gate called Beautiful,
mm-hmm,
had his little mat out there, brought there every day
to get alms, to get offerings,
with a little cup waiting for finances from people that went in and out of that temple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that name is more powerful than poverty or whatever that's going on.
Praise
the name
God.
Of Jesus is above every name.
Praise God.
And poverty is a name. Mm-hmm. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Poverty is a name.
Yes.
You know, arthritis is a name.
Yes.
All the abnormalities of the human body are just named. They've been given a name. But I want to tell you the name that's been given to us as children of God is what?
Jesus.
The name
Christ.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The name
Jesus
of
means
Jesus.
Savior. Christ means anointed one, Pastor.
It's been given unto us.
Been
praise
given
God.
Unto us, Pastor.
And we are able to invoke that name. So we can act on that name, the name of Jesus. And we can get the results that God wants us to have.
Amen.
And what does God want us to have in invoked in that name? Mr. Gloria, you have an idea what he wants us to have when we invoke that name? We know that salvation is part of the plan there.
Yes, yes.
What else that he wants? Well, healing comes forth from the name of Jesus. You
Amen.
Can't get healed except in the name of Jesus.
True. Amen.
Can't get deliverance either, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. So what happened is that's what took place there at Calvary's Cross, the healing power of Jesus. Evangelist, you have something else you want to say there concerning acting on the name of Jesus?
Well, Pastor, since you said that, signs, wonders, and miracles come through the name of Jesus, Pastor. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Pastor, God wants us to not just speak it, but believe it, Pastor. Because when we use that name, like you said, invoke that name, Pastor, and you believe and you have faith in that name, then look for the expectation that God's going to demonstrate, Pastor.
Well, that is true. But first of all, in order to, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit in order for us to try and invoke that name by faith. Because what happens is that you just can't say the name of, not you per se, just say the name of Jesus,
Pastor,
and expect the results that God has
Pastor,
for us through
no.
invoking that name. The power is through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Comforter. Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You got the, Jesus promised the Comforter to those when we get saved. He wasn't going to leave us comfortless. He's going to leave us, Father. The Father's going to leave us with a gift of the Holy Ghost, Pastor. And he's the one. You can't come to the Father unless the Spirit draw you, Pastor. So guess what? Everything is in the Spirit of God. The nine gifts of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he was going to, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter won't come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he reproved the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to say unto you. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath of mine, therefore said I, he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit is a bad boy, Pastor.
We want to get back to the fruits there. You said nine fruits. I'm trying to...
Acts 12 chapter, Pastor. 1 Corinthians 12.
Well, I asked everybody out there in Radio Land just to... We're taking a break. Be right back.
Amen.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
I would have found it. But
praise the Lord.
You,
we thank you. Continue with the broadcast. Yeah, we want to, we're talking about acting on the word of God. And there are other verses of scriptures that are coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
But when we act on the word of God, we get the results that God has for us through his word.
Yes.
Now, there's one other verse of scripture here that we're talking about. And I had asked Minister Gloria that she would find in James 1 and verse 22 there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Be doers of the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's being obedient to the word of God by faith, believing the word of God by faith, and not hearers only.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, and mm-hmm. hearing the word of God, deceiving your own selves. For any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Yep.
And he forget what manner of man he is.
Yes.
We looking in a looking glass there. And forget who we are. But the most important thing is that when we act on the word of God, we become a doer of the word.
Yes, Pastor.
And not just a hearer. There are a lot of people today that are hearing the word, but they are failing to do the word. And in order to do the word, there has to be the Holy Spirit. Because the word itself doesn't need our help to carry out anything. The word of God is all powerful. Praise God. So to be a doer of that word is to be obedient to what the word is saying and carry it out.
Yes,
praise
Pastor.
God. In the name of our Lord
praise
Jesus
him.
Christ.
Amen.
You know the word of God is all powerful. If you look at Hebrew 4 and verse 12, Evangelist, you want to read that? Praise God.
For the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
That's some powerful words, Pastor.
Right.
Yeah, but it says the word of God.
The word, yeah, the word of God. You summed it up right, Pastor.
Yeah.
The word of God is mm-hmm. quick and powerful.
Yeah, So the thing is that it has nothing to do with our words.
No.
If we're not speaking what the Word of God says.
That's correct.
So the Holy Spirit empowers us. You know, we can't do anything without the power of the Holy Spirit.
We can't do a thing, Pastor.
You know, in St. John 15 and verse 7, mm-hmm. Jesus was saying that, yeah, that mm-hmm. to abide in him.
Yes.
You know? And when we abide in him,
he abide in us.
And let his words abide in you. You want to read that, Mr. Gloria?
Yeah, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But to abide in him, that means that we are to live in him,
yep.
to stay in him.
Amen.
To remain in him.
Amen.
When you are in him, praise God. And not only that, his words have to be in what does it say?
In you.
That's correct.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Pastor, what that is really saying is you have to have a relationship.
Amen. Yes.
And a relationship brings fellowship, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. It's all powerful and all good there because it's of God. But I like the part abiding in him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, you got to
abide.
And
when we act on the word there, we get the results that God wants us to have.
Thank you, Pastor.
As a child of God. And even those out there in radio land that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, come to him.
Yes.
Ask him, praise God, that to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Once he comes in, then you become a son or daughter of God.
Yes.
Because God knows the genuineness of your request, whether it was authentic or not. God will know this. And if it is, then you become a child of God. Then a relationship is established.
Amen.
And this is why you then will have the opportunity to use that name in any given situation.
Amen.
To act upon whatever problem you may have, you can eyeball the devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen, Pastor.
You don't have to take the devil's junk. You don't have to allow the enemy to bombard you, beat you over the head, or whatever the case might be. You can stand firm and say in the name
that's above
of
everything.
Jesus.
Amen.
The name that God used.
Yes.
The Father gave to his Son.
Yes.
That came into the earth realm here.
Yes.
That gave us the authority.
Yes.
To displace, destroy, to do whatever it is that's needed to be done.
Amen.
So that we can receive the results of God. Praise
Amen.
God. And God wants us to receive those results. I tell you today that it's very important that when we look at in Mark 16 there, I tell you, the supernatural abilities that come from that name, because God is supernatural.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
Amen. God is supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What he did is that he gave the Lord Jesus Christ a name that's above every name. I don't care what it is out there. Everything that we see has a name to it.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
In the earth realm, the name was given by man in terms of whatever it is that's been manufactured or perhaps invented. But the name that came from glory, God the Father gave a name. And this is from the spiritual realm where God abodes. And that name came to us through his Son Jesus.
Amen.
So we have power over the things of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God tells us there in James 4 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Submit yourselves, yeah. therefore, to God. Resist the devil.
Yes.
And he will flee from you.
Isn't that wonderful there?
Yes.
When we act on the Word of God, we've never seen God. So we submit ourselves to what?
The word,
which is the authority.
Yes.
Praise God. So, Evangelist, you want to read that verse of Scripture here? Because we want participation from everybody on the panel here concerning this name that's been given above every name.
Amen.
And that we want to act on that name. You can't force anyone to act on that name, because what happens is that if they refuse to act on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then they will not get the results that God intended for
Amen.
Us as
Amen,
children
Pastor.
Of God.
James, the fourth chapter.
No, James 4:7.
Oh, you read that? Which one did you want me to read, Pastor?
Read that again, then.
Okay, the seventh verse says in James, the fourth chapter, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that we cannot see God.
No.
Because God is a spirit.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He's
That's
a spirit.
That's what the word says, Pastor.
So what happened is that the scripture tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when we submit ourselves unto God, we're submitting ourselves unto the word.
Yes.
God, which is
yes.
God.
Which is God, Pastor.
I imagine the devil laughs at us when we try to do things on our own without the total submission unto the authority of God.
Amen.
I strongly believe that. I don't know the devil, but I'm saying this morning here that he probably laughed, because when we are doing things that are contrary to what scripture says, I'm quite sure that he feels that he has the upper hand. But I want to tell you, if you are born again out there and washing the blood of the Lamb, you can use that name. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
All powerful.
All
that
power.
Name.
Yes.
Because God is the spirit.
Yes.
And we that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
That's what the
and
word
says. And we can
says,
call
Pastor.
On that name
mm-hmm.
no matter where we are. And whatever the name reveals to us, we can act upon it as children of God. And I tell you today out there in Radio Land, those that are not born again, listen, you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, you can.
All you have to do is just ask God to forgive you of your sins.
Amen.
Receive
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. And you'd be part of the family of God.
Amen.
And you're able to use that name because you have relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So, Minister Glory, you know, when we submit ourselves, that means we come under the authority of the
yes,
Word of God.
Yes, yes.
Because the Word is God. We come under that authority.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
And the scripture never tells us to fight the devil.
No, no.
So no, it never tells us to fight the devil.
To
you have folks saying they're fighting the devil. Mm-mm. Listen, you're no match for the devil.
No. None. No. We're no match for him, Pastor.
Except in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
The supernatural gifts that's been given to us, we can use.
Defeat the enemy. Yes, Pastor.
That name to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't
Amen.
Fight against flesh and blood, nope. Pastor. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But there's a name, Pastor, that's above all those demons. His name is Jesus.
So the supernatural ability that's been given to us in using that name in Mark 16, verse 17,
Go ahead,
what it
Pastor.
Says that these,
and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
In my name.
Yes.
Shall they cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Two.
Mm-hmm. They shall take up serpents.
Three.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Four.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Verse 5.
You know, there was a person that came and said that you'd have loved the demons out of people. You know, other words, well, I knew that was not accurate because of what the scripture says here. Mm-hmm. You know, not only there, but we have the ability, the authority to use that name.
Yes.
In any given situation.
Amen.
So I said, well, where did you find that? To love, I said, as far as the scripture says, we are to cast out.
Amen.
We are to, like a person out there fishing and they're casting, we just throw this out.
That's correct, know? Pastor.
Through the power of
the Holy
Lord
Ghost.
Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ, Pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Love a demon out. That's the first I heard, Pastor.
Well, you have people that say, well, you got to walk in love, which is true. You have to walk in love.
No, you do walk in love because love is in you from the Holy Spirit, from God, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to love the devil.
No. He must be cast out.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
And that word cast is just like it's thrown.
Yes.
Thrown out. And that way he will flee from us. He would run from us as if in terror.
Amen.
When we exercise that name.
Because he see the blood of
and
Jesus.
And act upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we act on the name of Jesus, act on the authority of the word, whatever the word says, we can get or have the results that God wants us to have as children of God.
Yes.
I'm speaking mainly to the church out here today, but the most important thing is that the ability that's been given, the name that follows whatever it is that we desire to have from God, it's all powerful. It's powerful.
Yes.
It's powerful. Praise God.
Yes, Pastor.
Sickness and disease.
Yes.
Because first of all, your body is the temple of God, and we are to stand firm no matter what problems you're going through. A lot of us going through things. But the most important thing is that we have the name.
We have the name. Yes, we do, Pastor.
Advantages, we have the name.
We have the name. Pastor, that's the name that we should love and cherish, Pastor. Because that name is give you eternal life, Pastor. That's going to, you can collect, what they say, insurance policy, you collect that after death, Pastor. That name will get you into the kingdom. That name will put you in the presence of the living God, Jesus himself, Pastor. That name, we'll see him for ourselves, Pastor.
Amen. Then our faith has to be in that name.
In the name.
Because the only way we can get the results that we desire is through faith in that name.
Faith in that name, Pastor.
You know why faith in that name that give us the results? Because the Father gave the name.
Yes, he did.
See, the Father gave that name to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, he
did. It's amazing that through Mary and Joseph, you know, the scripture doesn't say where they had contemplated on naming Jesus, but I tell you, this name was given.
Yes.
And when it came from glory, the angel brought this name to them.
Yes, he did.
Praise God.
Yes, he did.
Can you imagine husband and wife, they have a child, but then they want to give the child the name that they want.
Yes.
But this angelic being, praise God, came from heaven and told him that this holy thing that you have
conceived, yes.
Conceived, said that his name,
his
shall
name
be called Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
and he shall save his people from their sins.
That's Jesus.
Can you imagine that?
Amen.
Praise God. And there's nothing they could do about it. But
they obeyed, though, Pastor. I know that much. They obeyed using that name. When that child was born, they didn't name him the Father's name. They named him what they heard the angel said. His name shall be called Jesus.
Praise God.
And this is the one that we're referring to today that walked this earth.
Yes, he did. Yes, Jesus did.
Seen
Pastor.
The men. Mm-hmm. That's what he did.
Yes, he did.
Glorified.
Yes.
And ascended back to heaven. Praise God.
Only one. Came down from heaven. Mm-hmm. Left and went back to heaven.
Jesus. So when we act on the word of God. Now, there's another verse of scripture here that when we act on the word of God, all strength, power,
yes,
and ability comes by faith in that name. All strength. Can you imagine for a moment when we act on the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Now, look at this thing here. We have to act on it. Now, in Matthew, the 8th chapter, here it is, you have a centurion.
Yes.
You see, a centurion. Mm-hmm. He had a servant that was sick of the palsy.
That's what the word says, Pastor.
And what happened is that he saw Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ran to him too, Pastor.
And what did he said, listen, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof, but just
speak the word.
Speak a word.
The word spoke the word, Pastor.
Speak a word. He said, and I know that my servant will be made whole.
That's what he said.
Now, a lot of people say, well, we look at that because he was under authority and Jesus, he saw the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something here. What would have happened if he didn't act on that word? He acted on the word because
yes, he did.
When the word was spoken. Matter of fact, we need somebody to read that.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Start from the centurion answered. When Jesus entered to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. But the centurion said, for I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard it, Lord have mercy,
amen,
he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Mm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. The word of God tells us that no man can say Jesus is accursed, and no one can call him Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm.
So the centurion, when he looked at him, he said, wait a minute. I recognize that he has this authority. The same way with in John 3 there with Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. By night, Pastor.
Afraid of his brethren from the Sanhedrin Council and the rulers of the Jews and all of this, he had to come by night. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
to Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, wait a minute. Well, he didn't say wait a minute, but he said, no man
can do these
miracles except they be of God.
Amen. He had that much sense, Pastor, because nobody else was doing them. Not what Jesus was doing, Pastor.
So all through the scriptures here, there are a lot of things there pertaining to acting on the word of God. Mm-hmm. And Nicodemus, he saw the miraculous power.
Yes, he did.
He saw the Lord Jesus Christ was able to be done. And he said, nobody can do these things except
God be with him.
God be with him. Praise God.
He recognized that, Pastor. He recognized that.
But what I don't understand, and I won't say it out there, I'm going to say this, that what I don't understand is that how was Nicodemus a ruler of the Jews, but he wasn't saved, and he's going to recognize these miracles. I found out Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14 that an unregenerated person are not able to receive or see the things of the kingdom.
No.
I've been reading this. How is that? That you have to be born again to see those things. And Jesus said that in John 3. Mm-hmm. He said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit,
he cannot enter in.
Nor being born of the Spirit, he can't see the things of the kingdom. So what did Nicodemus see? It's open. What did he see? Jesus said, you are a ruler of the Jews and you don't know these things?
That's right. He said, you are the rulers of the Jews.
But anyway, Nicodemus did what he thought that was right, because he came by night having fear of man.
That's correct.
We shouldn't be afraid.
Yep.
But we want to act on the word of God. Everything that God's word says, I want to act on it, because no matter what is happening, I ask the Holy Spirit, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
Amen.
To act on these words, because the only way it could be done is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
He is
the one that does everything in our lives. Evangelist, you got something else to say to that?
No, Pastor. As a matter of fact, you were talking about Nicodemus. I'm still excited about the centurion, Pastor, because the centurion, he had it. Listen, Jesus said, when Jesus heard it, verse 10, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Come on, Pastor, for Jesus to say that. Pastor, how many folk Jesus walked by How many Jesus walked by and he could read your thoughts? Mm-hmm. And he never saw nobody's faith as great as this man, Pastor.
Well, I tell you, when we say speak a word only, mm-hmm. what would that tell you? That whatever you say, mm-hmm.
that should, yeah,
the authority that's invested in you, it will be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You see, the recognition of authority there from the centurion to Jesus, he realized that Jesus was a man of authority.
Amen.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And Pastor, what got me was Jesus answered him. He said, when the centurion, mm-hmm. verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously mm-hmm. tormented. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what Jesus said in verse 7. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Mm-hmm. Pastor, mm-hmm. what words the Father, Son spoke to the man? He didn't say, Jesus told me, listen, I'm going to your house. Faith was already at work, Pastor.
Right. Yeah, well, there's no need to come to the house.
No.
He said he was not worthy.
That you got you hitting the spot, Pastor. It was no, Jesus knew that, Pastor. But the man saw in Jesus, Pastor, you don't need to come to my house. Just you speak the word from where you at.
Amen.
Well, I wonder how many Christians today, folks that are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ,
can
if someone
that.
Spoke a word mm-hmm. into your life through the power of the Holy Spirit,
would they believe it?
Would
Pastor?
They believe it?
Yes, Pastor.
Would they
That's
believe
the
it?
Truth.
Would you take that word and go on about your business? Say, I know by faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that is
by
faith. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that centurion knew that, Pastor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He said that the. He wasn't worthy.
He wasn't worthy. He understood that too.
Yes.
He knew where his place was, mm-hmm. and he knew his place wasn't above the sun, Pastor.
Amen.
So the authority that was invested in the centurion and the authority that represents in the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. He looked at it and he said, well, you have authority. When you tell men to walk,
yes, yes.
When you speak a word, people would believe it. Mm-hmm. Most people would believe it and walk and act upon it. But then the centurion says, well, when I talk to someone,
mm-hmm. he had authority.
And I tell them to go, and they go, and I tell them to come, and they come. So I know that this thing will be taken care of. Right. So when you speak the word, mm-hmm. or a word only, I know that it'll be done because of the authority of who you are. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Nice.
Hallelujah. I pray today that we all out there in Radio Land and even behind this, the microphones here, that when we hear the word of God and whatever it is that we need, we receive that word because the word is speaking to us as well.
Yes.
The word, Jesus is the word of God. So this word that you're carrying around here, that's God.
Amen.
And he's speaking to us.
Amen.
From do we hear what
from
he's
the pages,
saying?
Pastor. Yes, yes.
Do we hear what he's saying? Well, I want to tell you today, I'm glad that you've tuned into the broadcast. Most of the time here when we say things and we try and look, I want you to pray for this panel here. Pray for us here.
Yes, please
because,
do.
Because the Lord is good.
All the
His
time.
His love and mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And what we need to do is continue to trust in him, and preparedness is most important through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You cannot fly by the seat of your pants. It has to be the word of God.
Amen.
And it has to be by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Pastor.
So we want to pray, and you pray for us out there in Radio Land there. Glory to God. Because the Bible tells us that man ought to always pray and not faint.
Amen.
And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
That's
and whoever
the word.
Is tuned into the broadcast, pray for us. We're asking you to pray for us.
Yes, please
pray for
do.
Us that the Lord will give us messages that we can air over the broadcast. Praise God. Because a lot of times here, things are being spoken and said, as I forestated earlier, that people are memorizing, but they don't believe what they're saying. Mm-hmm. They are quoting scriptures and don't believe it. But this thing has to be by faith,
yes.
trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and taking him at his word. Amen. I'm going to ask Minister Gloria if she would just extend the divine plan of salvation to all out there in Radio Land. I know that the folks that are born again are listening, but there may be someone out there that don't know the Lord that will be given the opportunity to receive Jesus.
Remember now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Amen.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord by faith shall be saved.
Amen.
And how should they call on the name of the Lord in whom they have not heard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to hear what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Turn your attention to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank you out there in Radio Land that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes.
In spite of the difficulties and whatever that went on today on the broadcast, we pray that you will act upon God's word. Believe everything that he said, because he's a good God.
Yes, he is.
He is good. His love and mercy endureth forever. He's right there, right where you are.
Yes.
And all you need to do is to say, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Touch him right now. He's Hallelujah. There. He's right Amen. There where you are. He's omnipresent. He's right there, right where you are. And he loves you. So we want to thank from the panel here, and Evangelist, I thank you for being with us.
Yes.
And
thank you. Minister Gloria, praise the Lord. Yes.
And we just want to give the praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to say this before we close. If you're born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can act upon the word of God and receive the results that God wants you to have.
Amen.
And if you're not born again, you can become born again and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ when you hear his word.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you all out there in Radio Land is my prayer.
Praise God.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.